go to Revelation 17 tonight. Revelation 17. And then we'll go, we're going to go into the book of Daniel. We're going to go into back into a couple other books, looking at some things. Revelation 17, 18, we're already through the tribulation. This is the fourth time going through it. And the book of Daniel goes through it as well. It goes through a couple of times. But the book of Daniel doesn't have the 2,000 years of the church age in it that you can see. But Daniel and Revelation go hand in hand. But go to Revelation 17, look at verse 1. We'll read it on down to where we were. There came one of the seven angels which had the seven vials and talked with me, saying unto me, come hither, I will show thee the judgment of the great whore that sitteth upon many waters. The great whore, we know, is identified as a religion, a church, and it calls it Mystery Babylon the Great, which is down in verse 5. And the reason why Babylon it was a political movement, and it was a powerhouse of the world. It was one of the world powers. And then now it's Mystery Babylon the Great. And the reason why, because this church that's in control here, come out of Rome, it's in Rome, and this church that's in control, it has all three types of kingdoms in it. It has a Babylonian kingdom in it. It has the Medes and the Persians, actually four kingdoms. It has the Medes and the Persians. It has the Greek kingdom in it, and then it has the Roman Empire in it. So it calls it a great whore that sitteth upon many waters and many waters of the people, and with whom the kings of the earth have committed fornication, and the inhabitants of the earth have made her drunk with the wine of her fornication. And we talked about fornication last week. Fornication is when flesh joins flesh. And this church is joined up, and now this church is joined up with Islam. This Roman Catholic Church is joined up with Islam. And it drinks wine. He says, so he carried me away in the spirit into the wilderness. And I saw the woman sit upon a scarlet-colored beast full of names of blasphemy, having the seven heads and 10 horns. And the woman was arrayed in purple, scarlet-colored, and decked with gold and precious stones and pearls, having a golden cup in her hand, full of abominations and filthiness of her fornication. And I told you last week, I said the Catholic Church dismisses the book of Revelation. They try to say that's past, and it's not past, and it identifies the church where there's only one world, only one religion on the face of this earth that sits on seven mountains, and it's Rome. And it's only one place, and it's Vatican, the Vatican City. And they've been persecuting Christians for centuries and killing Christians. It says she has a golden cup in her hand full of abominations and filthiness of her fornication. God destroyed the kingdom of Babylon when Belshazzar pulls out a golden cup that was in the temple, and he's drinking from it, and all of a sudden the handwriting came on the wall. That's where you have, you know, I saw the handwriting on the wall. That's in Daniel chapter 5. God wrote on the wall, and they were drinking wine out of the cup, out of the golden cup, and that's in Daniel chapter 5. And God did away with the kingdom. He did away with them. And then the Medes and the Persians came in. So going down, it says the cup of wine in her hand full of abomination and filthiness of her fornication. And it says upon her forehead was a name written, Mystery Babylon the Great. And now the Bible talks about the Old Testament or the New Testament saints, which is the tribulation saints, that is, the tribulation saints, they get sealed in their foreheads. This woman gets in her forehead a name, and it's in her forehead. Mystery Babylon the Great, the mother of harlots, the abomination of the earth. And I saw the woman drunken with the blood of saints. In her cup, she's drinking blood, and she's a Satanist, with the blood of the martyrs of Jesus. And when I saw her, I wondered with great admiration. And the Bible forbids anybody to drink blood, especially human blood. And this woman is drinking blood of saints. And the Roman Catholic Church has killed Christians throughout the ages, all the way back to the Caesars. They were using the Colosseums to put Christians in the Colosseums for lions to eat and to kill, and did it as sport. They did it as a sport there. And the angel said unto me, write, wherefore didst thou marvel? Verse 7. See, the Catholic Church tries to say that this was political Rome. It was not political Rome, because of John the Beloved. He was living in political Rome. He grew up in political Rome, and he knew what Rome looked like. He knew that. It says, the angel that talked to me, where did thou marvel? I'll tell thee the mystery of the woman and of the beast that carried her. And this woman hooks up with the beast. Now, if you ever, you watch the news, you watching things, you see what's going on in the world, Islam is becoming a power. Islam is becoming a power, and Islam, they're looking for a Messiah, and not a Messiah, they're looking for a Imam. They're looking for the 12th Imam, which is going to be the guy that's going to become, and they say he's going to rule the world. If you know anything about Islam, Islam teaches that we got to get the world ready for the 12th Imam to come, so he'll rule the world. That 12th Imam is going to be the Antichrist. The Jews are looking for a Messiah. The Jews, he's going to show up. He's going to be part Jew, part Syrian. And the Muslims are going to say, that's our Messiah. The Jews are going to say, that's our Messiah. He's going to be a genius around 30 years old. And go back to Daniel chapter, go back to Daniel chapter 7. Go back over in the book of Daniel. It's all coming together, man. It's all coming together. And I've been watching, I try to watch, see what's going on in the news, see what's happening, and this thing is coming together fast. The Roman church is preparing for it. They're ready for it. And it says here in chapter 7 of Daniel, it says, in the first year of Belshazzar, king of Babylon, Daniel had a dream and the vision of his head upon his bed. Then he wrote the dream and told the sum of the matter. And Daniel spake and said, I saw in my vision of by night, behold, four winds of the heavens strove upon the great sea, and the four great beasts came up out of the sea, divers one from another. That sounds like Revelation chapter 13. There's a beast that comes up out of the sea in Revelation 13, and he's a leopard, and he's got, you know, mouth like a lion, feet like a bear. He's a socialist. He speaks English and so on. And he says, and the first beast, the first was like a lion, and he had great wings. And it says, and I beheld the wings thereof were plucked, and it was lifted up from the earth and made stand upon the feet as a man, and a man's heart was given on it. And it sounds like Nebuchadnezzar, but this could be the Persian Empire as well. But it sounds like Nebuchadnezzar. And then it says, number five, behold, another beast, a second like unto a bear, and it raised itself on one side. It had three ribs in its mouth. Of it between the teeth of it, and they said thus unto it, arise and devour much flesh. And it says in verse 6, after this I beheld, and lo, like a leopard. There's the leopard, which that was the in Revelation 13. It says, which had upon the back of it four wings of a fowl. The beast had also four heads, and dominion was given to it. And I saw in the night vision, behold, a fourth beast, dreadful and terrible, and strong and exceeding. It had great iron teeth. It devoured and brake in pieces and stamped the residue with the feet of it. And it was diverse from all the beasts that were before it. It had 10 horns. There you are in Revelation, same thing. And I considered the horns. And behold, there came up among them another little horn, before whom there were three of the first horns plucked up by the roots. And behold, in his horn were eyes, like the eyes of a man, and a mouth speaking great things. And it says, and I beheld till thrones were cast down in the ancient days. So that's that right there, that beast, that fourth beast, is speaking great things. And it says he had these, eyes in his horn, and that horn's coming out of his head. And that was the Antichrist. And look at verse 9. And I beheld till the thrones were cast down in the ancient of days, that's Jesus Christ, did sit, whose garments was white as snow, and the hair of his head were pure as wool, and his throne was like unto a fiery flame, and his wheels as burning fire. And a fiery stream issued and came forth from before him. Thousands of thousands ministered on him, and 10,000s times 10,000 stood before him, and judgment was set, and books were opened. And I beheld then, because of the voice of the great words which the horn spake, I beheld even till the beast was slain and his body destroyed and given to the burning flame. And as concerning the rest of the beasts, they had their dominion taken away, and their lives were prolonged for a season and a time. And I saw in the night vision, and behold, one like the Son of Man, having with the clouds of heaven, and came to the Ancient of Days, and they brought him near before him. And there was given unto him dominion and glory and kingdom. And that this is talking about God the Father, God the Son. And it says that all the people and nations' language should serve him. And his dominion is an everlasting dominion which shall not pass away. His kingdom that which shall not be destroyed. I, Daniel, was grieved in my spirit, in the midst of my body, in the vision of my head, troubled me. I came near unto one of them that stood by and asked him the truth of all this. So he told me and made me know the interpretation of the thing. These great beasts, which are four kings, which shall rise out of the earth, but the saints of the Most High shall take the kingdom and possess the kingdom forever, even forever and ever. Then you talking about reading the end of the book, brother, I know how it's going to end up. And it says, then I would know the truth of the fourth beast, which was diverse from all the others, exceeding dreadful, whose teeth were of iron, his nails of brass, which devoured, break in pieces, and stamped the residue with his feet, and of the 10 horns which were in his head, and of the others which came up, before whom three fell, even of the horn that had eyes and a mouth speaking great things. The Bible talks about the Antichrist speaking great things, whose mouth was more stout, or whose look was more stout than his fellows. And I beheld the same horn made war of the saints and prevailed against them until the Ancient of Days came and judgment was given to the saints of the Most High, and the time came that the saints possessed the kingdom. Thus he said unto me, the fourth beast shall be the fourth kingdom upon the earth, which is Rome, which shall be diverse from all kingdoms and shall devour the whole earth and shall tread it down and break in pieces. And the 10 horns out of this kingdom are 10 kings that shall rise, and another shall rise after them, and he shall be diverse from the first, and he shall subdue 3 kings. He shall speak great words against the Most High and wear out the saints of the Most High and think to change time and laws. And they shall be given into his hand until a time, and dividing of time, 3.5 years. But the judgment shall sit, and they shall take away his dominion to consume and destroy it to the end. And the kingdom and his dominion and the greatness of his kingdom under the whole heaven shall be given to the people of the saints of the Most High, whose kingdom is the everlasting kingdom, and all dominions shall serve and obey. Hitherto is the end of the matter. As for me, Daniel, my concordance much troubled me, and my countenance changed in me, and I kept the matter in my heart. So, and then in chapter 8 goes through about a goat and a ram, and representing some kingdoms. So back to Revelation chapter 17. And what you're going to see, the thing coming to pass, is 10 horns and the 10 kings and all this stuff. And you'll see all this stuff coming up here in the Revelation. Go to Revelation 17 and look at verse 8. And we covered this last week. It says in Revelation 17, 8, the beast which was, which and is, and shall descend out of the bottomless pit shall go into perdition. And they that dwell on the earth shall wonder, whose names are not written in the book of life from the foundation of the earth. And when they behold the beast that was and is not and yet is. That's the type of Jesus Christ. The devil is a type of Jesus Christ when it comes to, he's a transformer. He blinds people and make them think that he's God. And the Antichrist, when he shows up, he's going to do all kinds of miracles. He's going to call fire down out of heaven. And he's going to get killed. He'll get killed and he'll die and he'll raise from the dead just like Jesus Christ did. And he's going to come back, and in the latter part of the 3.5 years, he's going to go after the Jewish people and to kill and destroy and annihilate them. And now look at chapter verse 9. And here we covered all that last time, talking about in Revelation 1, Jesus Christ was he that liveth and was dead and is alive forevermore. And the Antichrist is a duplicate. He's a faker, and he's a counterfeit. Just like the woman in Revelation 17, she's a church, but she's not the church, the church of Jesus Christ. The church of Jesus Christ is called the chaste virgin. It's the church. It's the bride of Christ. This woman right here is a fornicating, adulterous woman that drinks blood. It's a religion that drinks blood. Now, when I say the church, I'm talking about saints. We make up the bride of Christ. We're bride of Christ. We're the church. This woman is representing a religious system that has about a billion people in the system. So this woman's got a billion people in a religious system. And then the Antichrist, which is the beast, he has a billion people in his system, which is Islam. So they hook up, and they got 2 billion people or more. 2 billion people. This woman's got this cup in her hand drinking abomination, filthiness, and the blood of saints. So talking about the tribulation period, which is right here, this period right here, this woman for 7 years is in control. But chapter 17, she comes to the end. And the beast realizes he don't need her no more. In every movie, they always got a good woman, a bad woman. They got a good guy and a bad guy. And they get that from the Bible. The devil and the Antichrist, he's going to be the bad guy. This woman is the bad woman. She's the type of Jezebel. Jezebel with Ahab. There's all kinds of types in the Bible. She's a type of Jezebel. She wanted to control everything. And she's a bad woman. The church is a chaste virgin. And she loves Jesus Christ and wants to serve Jesus Christ. And the Lord's going to come back for his bride. He's going to come back and fight for the and for the nation of Israel as well. Now, look at verse 9. Here is the mind which have wisdom. The seven heads are seven mountains on which the woman sitteth. We've covered this before. It's the seven mountains. Is only one place in the world. There's only one place located in this world, on this planet. There's only one place. It's Rome. Got seven mountains, a city. And there are seven kings. Now, here's the thing. It says there are seven kings, five are fallen. We talked about the Medes and the Persians. We talked about Greece. We talked about the Caesars. We talked about Nebuchadnezzar, Belshazzar. Now, he could be talking about the five fallen or the past kingdoms. The five are fallen. Look what it says. Seven heads are seven mountains on which the woman sitteth. And there are seven kings, five are fallen. One is, and the other's not yet come. And when he cometh, he must continue a short space. This short space, it says, the beast that was and is not, even he is the eighth, is of the seven that goeth in perdition. So it's saying this guy that's coming, he's of the seven, but he gets killed and he comes back. He's eight, but he's of the seven. This is a resurrection of the Antichrist. He's called the son of perdition. And the Bible says about Judas, Jesus called Judas over and look at this. Look in 2 Thessalonians. Look in 2 Thessalonians real quick. He said, this is scary stuff. It's almost sound like Twilight Zone. You know, you get do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. And this stuff is coming, man, but the Antichrist is coming. And he might be alive right now. It might be alive and well. That's why people need to get saved, man. People need to know Jesus Christ. Second Thessalonians, I think it is. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. Look at this. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. And look at verse... Let's start at verse 1. Now we beseech you, brethren, by the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ and by our gathering together on him, that ye be not soon shaken in your mind or be troubled, neither by spirit or by word, nor by letter as from us, as the day of Christ is at hand. See, the letter by us is 2 Thessalonians or 1 Thessalonians. He's writing them a letter saying, don't worry. I mean, God's going to take care of his own. You say, when do you think the Lord's coming? I don't know. It could come any day. If you're here tonight, you're not saved, the Lord could come back anytime. Anytime. And we say, what would happen to people that's not saved? Well, you either receive the mark of the beast, which is they've already got it ready. You'll receive that, or if you do receive that, you probably, there's no salvation at all, or endure to the end, Matthew 24. It says, let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come except there come a falling away first, and that man of sin be revealed. The man of sin being revealed, the son of what? Perdition. So the son of perdition is the same beast the Bible talks about. He's the same one that the Bible talks about. There's an unholy trinity. He's in Revelation chapter 16, and he's called, the devil is called the dragon, the beast, and the false prophet. The false prophet is Rome. It's the Roman Pope. It says, except to come a fallen away first, the son of perdition, who opposed and exalted himself above all that is called God or that is worshipped, so that he as God, look at this. So he that is God sitteth in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. So you say, is the temple going to be rebuilt? Yes. They're already in Israel right now. They got everything to rebuild the temple. They got it all. And the Sanhedrin, which has been reassembled, they're saying, let's build. We want Jerusalem, and that's why the opposition against Jerusalem is so great. Trump said when he got into office, he says, I'm going to recognize Jerusalem as the capital. No American president has ever done that yet. And they say they want to send their embassy to Jerusalem. They haven't done that yet. See, folks, when people start saying, oh, the Bible is just a bunch of stories, a bunch of fairy tales, it's just a history about things. Oh, man, it ain't true. But I'm telling you, this Bible is right on the money. It's coming down the pike, man. And when in Israel's trying to survive for their life, why would Kim Jong-un, whatever his name is, well, he wants to build a missile with a nuclear warhead. He wants to wipe Israel off the planet. Iran, they're trying to build a nuclear missile so they can wipe Israel off the planet. Russia, they want the land of Israel because they've got natural resources, Gog and Magog. I mean, man, this whole world is for that little piece of ground they're after. This Roman church is after that piece of ground. So, man, this stuff is moving fast. It's moving real fast. And, you know, the news media don't tell you everything going on. And here, Jerusalem is, far as the Bible says, God says it's the apple of his eye. Jerusalem is. And that's why the Bible tells you to pray for the peace of Jerusalem. It's the apple of God's eye. And so you got the whole world, the devil and the false prophet and all them wanting that piece of ground and want to destroy it, Israel as a nation. Our Saddam Hussein said, well, I'm gonna kill him. I'm gonna do away with him. Guess where he is at? He's dead. You also had the Afghans, Taliban. They're still going on, but they want to destroy Israel. There's like 15 organizations that's radical that wants to destroy Israel. The Syrians want to destroy Israel. Why? Why? They said that piece of ground is ours. No, God promised that to Abraham. Look here. Look at verse 4. Who opposed and exalted himself above all that is called God or that is worshipped. So the devil wants worship. I tell people, if you're not saved, you don't worship Jesus Christ and worship in spirit and truth, you worship something. You'll worship a car. You'll worship a house. You'll worship a woman. You'll worship a man. You'll worship something. Because inside of every one of us, God puts an ability for us to worship. We have to worship something. We'll worship something. And God put in every man a measure of faith. Every man has a measure of faith. Now, this thing with Babylon, Mystery Babylon the Great, this thing goes all the way back in the book of Judges. I mean, even further back than that. If you go back in the book of Judges, Dan, which is a tribe of Israel, ends up going in apostasy, and they dressed in all black. They had a priest they called Father, just like what they do now. Dan did a bunch of stuff. They just with this one priest. And then all of a sudden that thing went into Babylon. Actually, it probably came out of Babylon. And it's called Baal worship, where they worship a female deity. And then Ashtaroth, she's a female deity. And you've got all these different gods that the world has come up with to worship. And they've worshiped every one of them worshiping a false god. And they'd rather worship a false god than the true god, the god that made them. They'd rather worship a false. You got Buddhism. They worship, Buddha. And then in the Catholic Church, they try to teach that Jesus Christ read and taught out of Septuagint. The Septuagint had the Apocrypha in it, and the Septuagint teaches praying to saints. So you go to every Catholic Church, you go, even the Protestants are doing it now, where you go into there and they're praying to saints. And they talk about purgatory. They say purgatory is like hell, but you can get out. That's a made-up thing to get money out of people. So the Septuagint, Jesus Christ didn't read from the Septuagint. Go back to Revelation 17. Back at Revelation 17. This thing, man, I'm telling you what. People say, well, that's what's wrong with the world is religion. Yeah, that's what, really, I agree with them. I agree with them. That's what's wrong with the world, religion. Why do you think people are killing each other over? It's over religion. But if a person's saved, a person that loves God, they're trying to reach people. They give their lives to reach people for Jesus Christ. That's what the disciples did. That's what the apostles did. That's what Jesus Christ gave his life for the world. And when Peter took a sword, and when they came out to the garden, and Jesus said, put up your sword, Peter. He said, I could call 12 legions of angels down. But he said, I didn't come here to destroy it. He said, put up your sword. Peter got upset. Christianity is the only religion that talks about real love, shows real love. Islam, the Catholic Church never really showed love. He said, well, they got Catholic charities. That's just a front, man. Trying to get people's money. trying to get over. They should be able to give something back because they've stole all the wealth of the world. They stole it. Adolf Hitler was sending all these pictures and gold and everything to Brussels, Belgium. You know what's in Brussels, Belgium? The World Bank. You know what the World Bank has? It has a computer called the Beast. You know what the World Bank also is controlled by? Roman Catholic Church. And Adolf Hitler was sending everything there. Isn't that something? You know what? It's just religion. Religion. And this guy here, he has a religious system. And it says seven kings, five are fallen. Now, I started thinking, the five are fallen, that's got to be the past. That's got to be the past kingdoms. But what if it's something in the near future? What if it's America, England, Germany, France? What if it's that? Because they're going to fall. You know what the Muslims are doing? The Muslims are sending all their people into France, Belgium. Why? They want a Sharia law, and they figured by 2050 2030 they'll have more votes than the Europeans in certain countries. For every European, they say we have 1.5 children. The Muslim, they're doing 8 to 10. They can have more than one wife. I said, man, you're scaring me. No, I'm not trying to. I'm just telling you, man, this is fact. It's fact stuff, the stuff going on. There are seven kings, five are fallen. One is, and the other is not yet come. And when he cometh, he must continue a short space. The beast that was is not, even he is the eighth, is of the seven that goeth in perdition. Remember, we saw the son of perdition. Jesus Christ called Judas Iscariot the son of perdition. Is it a reincarnation of Judas kissing Jesus? It says, These have one mind and give their power and strength unto the beast. Who's these? The ten kings. They have one mind and give their power and strength unto the beast. You wonder, like the United Nations, here we are. We support the United Nations. They're in New York. And the United Nations, every time America votes to try to say they want to destroy Israel, and the United Nations always votes against everybody in the United Nations. There's 100 and I think 70-some nations there. And every time America wants to do something, they vote against America. They hate America. And they're controlled. And we support them. It says, now, I'm not advocating war. I'm not saying that, but it's just, that's the way it's going, man. Verse 14. These shall make war with the Lamb, talking about Jesus Christ, and the Lamb shall overcome them, for he is the Lord of lords and King of kings. Amen. Amen. You know, when it looks like everything's down and out, when everything looks like it's bad, guess who wins at the end? And he's the King of kings, and as they that are with him are called the chosen and faithful. And he saith unto me, the waters which thou sawest where the whore sitteth are peoples and multitudes and nations and tongues. And the ten kings which thou sawest upon the beast, it says, shall hate the whore and shall make her desolate and naked. That means these guys that he chose to put him in place, they already got the world divided up in 10 places. And these 10 kings will take control. And America and Canada and Mexico are all one. That's why Obama wanted open borders, make it all one. And they already got it set up that way. When Trump got in, that messed up everything. If Hillary got in, it would have continued. But Trump got in, he's a nationalist. He said, no, I'm for America only and all that. But he'll under pressure, he'll probably change. But all the rest of the presidents were globalists. They're all for globalization. That way they think we'll have peace. And which is, you know, if you're a lost man, that's what you think. But you read your Bible, you find it ain't going to happen. So, and in verse 15, we'll finish up chapter 17. And he saith unto me, the waters which thou sawest where the whore sitteth are peoples, multitude, and nations, and tongues. As she controls over 1 billion people or more. And if you count the Anglican Church, you count the Presbyterians and all the rest of them, they're all heading towards Rome. They all recognize Rome. You'll watch in later in the days, you'll see the Anglican bishop come and visit the Pope and make allegiance to him. You'll find all these other religions will come to Rome and make allegiance with the Pope. They'll all make allegiance. That's what's going to happen. It says, the 10 horns which thou sawest upon the beast that shall hate the whore and shall make war, make her desolate naked, shall eat her flesh and burn her with fire. For God hath put in their hearts to fulfill his will, to agree, and to give their kingdoms unto the beast, until the words of God shall be fulfilled. And the woman which thou sawest is that great city. See, it's telling you it's a city. Which reigneth over what? Over what? The kings of the earth. So that's why you see the Pope going to each nation. He went over here in Washington, D.C., and he spoke to Congress. He's supposed to be religious, but he's speaking political. And so he's speaking out of both sides of his mouth. All right. Now, you say, you hate the Catholic people? Nope, I don't. I love the Catholic people. How many of y'all are former Catholics in here? Former Catholics. Yeah, there you go. We don't hate Catholic people. We hate the Catholic system. We hate the system. The system is what's damning people to hell. And any time a religious system tells you that we're the only way you can get to heaven, that's a lie. Now, the Bible tells you Jesus Christ is the only way. He's the one that died for them. He's the one that paid their sin debt. He's the one that shed his blood. He's the one that resurrected from the dead. He said, no man taketh my life, but I lay it down, I have power to take it up again. Religion didn't do it. Jesus Christ is the answer. Amen? All right, we'll get in chapter 18 next time.